This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad.
Well, the pandemic is surging, and this latest highly infectious variant of COVID-19 is at least partly to blame. Pandemic fatigue is also surging, but what do listeners truly need to know about the pandemic this week?
Well, as we all know, cases are way up across the country, across the state, and right here in the Lehigh Valley. We're seeing some of the highest numbers we've seen to date in this pandemic. Locally, the impact is hitting businesses, healthcare facilities, and schools with staffing shortages. That's probably what you're most likely to be impacted by if you don't, in fact, have a case in your own family, as I do and many people that we know do. Most schools remain open, but a few have gone remote. Absences, we're hearing, are significant among students and teachers. It's also hitting bus drivers, causing some transportation issues across the valley. The head of Bethlehem Area Schools says parents might have to start driving their children if it gets worse, and it might. In a statement, one thing I think everyone needs to know, the state's acting health secretary recommends avoiding crowds at this point. She's emphasizing frequent hand washing and, of course, getting a booster or a vaccine.
Well, it was a year ago this week that supporters of former President Donald Trump attacked the U.S. Capitol. It was the culmination of a months-long effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Now, at that time, a year ago, you spoke to our U.S. Representative, Susan Wild, by cell phone before the Capitol was even fully secured.
That's right. I spoke to her in the early evening by cell phone. At the time, she was in an undisclosed location after a harrowing ordeal that she described being trapped in the House chambers as rioters tried to break in and then fleeing with the last 20 lawmakers who were trapped inside. Let's hear some of that call from last year.
Scary. I lost a shoe in the process, which just made me more anxious because I was afraid I would have trouble running if I needed to, minus a shoe. It was an extremely stressful situation, and at the same time, not sure whether we were about to get shot or not.
No, she was able to escape harm that day. When I talked to her this week, she says she's still carrying that experience.
What I'm acutely aware of and have just in the last week become aware of is that I really have not processed what happened that day.
Wild says, in particular, she's been dismayed by colleagues on the other side of the aisle who she says are trying to undermine the democratic process. And she says the future of democracy is a work in progress for Congress right now. But she did end on a hopeful note and saying that she hopes that 2022 can be a year of rebuilding in the wake of the events of January 6th.
Part of what makes that conversation so powerful, I think, is the personal nature of it, of the real person behind the frightening experience. Earlier that same day, I had Northampton County GOP Chair Lee Snover on the phone. She was at the protest, close enough to the Capitol to catch some tear gas, although she said she didn't go inside.
Brad, what was most striking about that call for you?
Well, for one thing, just that she picked up the phone while people were still pouring into the Capitol. But also that nothing from that day had shaken her convictions.
We want a new Republican Party. We're never going back to the old Republican Party. Never. Out with the old Republicans.
What is the outcome you'd like to see?
Well, I'd like to see Donald Trump serve a second term as president of the United States.
She was just adamant that the events of that day would not change the county or state's loyalty to Donald Trump within the Republican Party. And she's been correct so far, although it remains to be seen how things will play out in the 2022 midterm elections that are coming up.
And Brad, you also spoke to former Lehigh Valley Congressman and Republican Charlie Dent this week. What did he have to say?
Well, he does share the concerns of many over the very state of our democracy. He seems to place his hope in the underlying pragmatism of American voters, saying they want things like good roads and public safety more than broad philosophical issues. He also says he has faith in the work of the Congressional January 6th Committee and Joe Biden's Department of Justice, who is in charge of prosecutions.
And just a reminder here, you can hear both of those interviews with Democrat Susan Wild, Republican Charlie Dent on our website, WLVR.org.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thank you, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.